Buenos días, hermanos y hermanas.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters.
Es una bendición estar esta mañana y poder predicar en la palabra de Dios.
It's such a blessing to be with you here this morning to preach the word of God.
El tema en esta mañana,
the theme this morning,
todo o nada.
All or nothing.
Busque por favor Lucas capítulo 14 versículo 25.
Please open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 14, beginning with verse 25.
Lo que sucede en la iglesia en estos tiempos,
what happens in churches in these times,
no siempre ha sucedido así.
It hadn't always been this way.
El evangelio ha estado en manos de los hombres por 2,000 años y muchas cosas han cambiado dentro de la iglesia.
The gospel has been entrusted in the hands of man for about 2,000 years, and many things have happened throughout the years with that.
Por ejemplo, no siempre en los tiempos de Jesús como ahora se levanta la mano para recibir a Cristo.
For instance, in the times of Jesus it wasn't like this, the way it is now, like you raise your hand to receive Christ.
O pasar al frente.
Or to come to the front in an invitation.
Eso ocurrió en 1832 con Charles Finney.
That didn't start until 1832 with Charles Finney.
En Nueva York.
In New York.
No estuvo en los tiempos de Jesús.
It wasn't that way in the times of Jesus.
La escuela dominical, ¿cuándo nació?
Sunday school, when was that born?
Abriendo un pueblo marginal en Inglaterra en 1781.
In 1781, in a small town in England.
Roberto Rakes.
Robert Rakes.
No pudo decir, ¿cómo hacemos con estos niños que no tienen padres que les enseñen el evangelio?
What am I going to do with all these poor kids who don't have parents to show them the gospel?
O tienen hijos y no hay nadie que les enseñe el evangelio.
Or there are kids and there's nobody available to show.
Entonces la iglesia tiene que ayudarles.
And so it makes sense that the church should help out.
Entonces nació la escuela dominical en 1781, según el libro de historia de teología.
And that's when Sunday school was born, in 1781, according to a book of theological history.
Ahora vinieron los tiempos de evangelismo, pero masivos.
And then comes the time of evangelism, only a mass evangelism.
Donde salieron grandes evangelistas de los Estados Unidos alrededor del mundo.
The great evangelists of the United States and other places throughout the world.
Y otros de Inglaterra.
And in England.
Y al inicio, a finales de 1800 y inicio de 1900.
And going from the late 1800s into the 1900s.
Pero esto llevado a una confusión.
But you know, this has led to a bit of confusion.
Fue algo muy bueno.
I mean, it was a really great thing.
Pero nos llevó a hacer profesiones de fe.
But it led us to get professions of faith.
De la gente quiere un tiquete al cielo.
From people who are thinking, oh, I got a ticket to heaven.
Pero volvieron a su vida vieja.
But it's okay for them to go back to their old life.
Cristo no vino por profesiones de fe.
See, Jesus Christ did not come just to get professions of faith.
Mateo 28, 18 dice por qué él vino.
Matthew 28, 18 and 19 tells us why.
Por tanto,
and Jesus came.
Y de hacer discípulos.
He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations.
No levantar la mano.
Not raising your hand.
No hacer profesiones de fe.
Not make a profession of faith.
Salir y hacer discípulos.
No, go and teach all nations. Make disciples.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Eso ha hecho que muchos piensen que son salvos.
And see, this has led many people to think that they are saved.
Porque tienen una tarjeta que se recuerdan cuando eran niños.
Just because they have this little card that they filled out when they were a little kid.
Cuando las pruebas de la salvación son los frutos del Espíritu.
When the proof of salvation is the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit.
Y lo que estamos recibiendo es que la gente no entiende si qué es discipulado primero.
And what we're seeing here is that people just don't seem to understand what discipleship is all about.
Si el discipulado es opcional.
If discipleship is an optional thing.
Si hay que pagar un precio.
If you have to pay some sort of price.
Es solo una oración.
If it's only like by means of a prayer.
¿Qué quiere decir?
So what does all that mean?
En estos tiempos.
In those days.
La Biblia dice que va a ocurrir la apostasía.
The Bible says that apostasy is going to
come. Y dice Judas 4 que en muchos lugares está predicando actualmente.
And in Jude 4, it says there are a lot of places where things are being preached.
Donde dice así, hombres impíos que convierten el libertinaje, la gracia de nuestro Dios.
These are ungodly men who are turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
Lo que están, son personas, son predicadores de mega iglesias.
And these are preachers that are like in these mega churches.
Donde usted no tiene que pagar el precio por el discipulado.
Where there's no price to be paid for discipleship.
Profesan, dice, no es que ni, no hablan de Cristo, sí hablan de Cristo.
It's not that they don't talk about Christ. They do talk about Christ.
Sí hablan de la cruz.
And yeah, they do talk about the cross.
Profesan conocer al Señor.
And they do profess to know the Lord.
Pero le enseña a la gente que puede usted vivir la vida como usted le dé la gana.
But they teach people that they can live their life any way they want.
Y el joven rico podría ser pastor de esa iglesia.
You know what? The rich young ruler, he could be a pastor of one of these churches.
La Biblia dice que es un evangelio diferente.
The Bible says that there is a different kind of gospel.
Y el texto que vamos a estudiar esta mañana,
and the text that we're going to study this morning,
es el texto más duro que utilizó Jesús.
It's the hardest, toughest text that Jesus used.
Para definir el costo del discipulado.
To define the cost of discipleship.
Y es necesario que usted lo entienda.
And it's necessary for you and I to understand it.
Porque está en juego su alma.
Because your very soul is in play.
Vamos a orar, Señor.
Let's pray. Lord,
te doy gracias esta mañana.
I give you thanks this morning.
Úsame, Señor, para tu gloria.
Use me for your glory.
Señor, ten corazones fértiles.
Lord, may there be fertile hearts.
Abre sus ojos, su entendimiento.
Open their eyes of their understanding.
Para que entiendan la palabra, Señor.
So they can understand the word, Lord.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Primero que nada, la Biblia.
Before anything, the Bible.
Lucas 14:25.
In Luke 14:25.
Grandes multitudes iban con él.
Okay, these great multitudes were going with him.
Y volviéndose les dijo.
And he turned and said to them.
Vea cómo empieza el versículo, grandes multitudes.
You see how the verse starts out, great multitudes?
Bueno, no está, cuando el Señor habla de grandes multitudes, lo está marcando.
When the Lord talks about great multitudes, he's setting it up.
Cuando Jesús veía grandes multitudes, inmediatamente se volvía atrás.
When Jesus saw great multitudes, immediately he would step back.
Cuando usted lo ve en todos los evangelios, cuando él veía mucha gente alrededor.
And a lot of times you see these gospel presentations, you see lots and lots of people around.
Les recordaba que era todo o nada.
He would remind them that it's all or nothing.
Y más, esa misma frase se repite en Juan capítulo 12, versículo 12.
And that phrase is repeated in John 12, 12.
Grandes multitudes le seguían. La misma frase.
Great multitudes went after him. The same phrase.
El día lunes le estaban gritando.
And on that Monday, they started yelling.
Hosanna, bendito que viene en el nombre del Señor.
Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Esas grandes multitudes.
See, those are the great multitudes.
Pero el día viernes, en la tarde, lo estaban crucificando.
But yet, that Friday afternoon, they're crucifying him.
Todos los que dicen ser discípulos de Jesús.
Everybody who says that they're a disciple of Jesus.
Que han decidido caminar en Jesús.
That have decided to walk with Jesus.
Todos.
All of them.
Entran a la Universidad de Jesús.
All of them are enrolled in the University of Jesus.
Pero es aquí como en los Estados Unidos.
But you know, just like it is in the United States.
Usted puede inscribirse.
You can enroll.
Pero no todos se gradúan.
It doesn't mean that you're going to graduate.
Recuerde los más de 20,000 personas en Juan 6, en el milagro de los panes y peces.
Remember all those people, more than 20,000 of them, in the miracle in John 6 about the feeding of the giving of the bread and fish.
Él les empieza a decir, si usted no come mi carne.
He started saying to them, if you don't eat my flesh,
si usted no bebe mi sangre,
if you don't drink my blood,
no puede ser mi discípulo.
You can't be my disciple.
Y entonces ocurre el texto 666.
And this is where we see the 666 of the Bible.
Juan 6:66.
John 6:66.
Desde entonces muchos de sus discípulos,
from that time, many of his disciples,
volvieron atrás,
went back,
y ya no andaban con él,
and walked no more.
Es un precio muy alto el seguir al Señor.
Hey, that's that price is too big.
Se llaman discípulos, en griego matetes.
Disciples in Greek is the word mathetes.
Significa aprendiz.
And it means apprentice.
Judas se inscribió, pero no se graduó.
You know, Judas was one of those. He enrolled, but he didn't graduate.
Muchos piensan que pueden ser un discípulo.
And many people think that they can be a disciple.
Es nada más hacer una oración de fe.
And doing so is nothing more than having to pray a prayer of faith.
Y a veces no la aprendemos de memoria.
And sometimes we even know this prayer by heart.
Romanos 10:9.
Romans 10:9.
Que si confesar y lo confundimos como católicos,
and,
¿por
and
qué?
See, we start confusing it as though we were Catholics.
Porque tomamos confesar como oración.
Because we think that confessing is like saying some formula prayer.
Ahora te pregunto, ¿qué va primero, Señor o Salvador?
Now let me ask you something. In this verse, what comes first, Lord
que
or
si
Savior?
Confesares con tu boca,
that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
que Jesús es el Señor,
the Lord Jesus,
y creyeres en tu corazón,
and shalt believe in thine heart,
que Dios levantó a los muertos,
that God has raised him from the dead,
serás salvo.
Thou shalt be saved.
Primero va Señor.
See, Lord comes first.
No, él no vino por darnos un tiquete para ir al cielo.
He did not come just to give us a ticket to heaven.
No, él no vino para que doblemos rodillas.
He did not come just for us to genuflect.
Él vino para que dobláramos nuestros corazones.
He came so that we would bend our hearts.
Primero va Señor.
First comes Lord.
Y después es Salvador.
And then comes Savior.
Y cuando vamos al contexto.
Now, when we take this into the historical context,
en los tiempos de Jesús,
in the times of Jesus, I mean,
si usted decía que Jesús era el Señor,
if you were to say that Jesus is the Lord,
y no es el César el
and
Señor,
not Caesar being the Lord,
su vida está en peligro.
Your life is in danger.
Es todo o nada.
It's all or nothing.
Es que el discípulo verdadero,
the true disciple,
en el discípulo verdadero,
in the true disciple,
Jesús es el Señor.
Jesus is Lord.
En algún momento nos perdimos.
You know, at some point in time, we're going to get lost.
Dijimos, bueno, yo puedo hacer la oración de fe.
Okay, so I can pray the prayer of faith.
Y tengo la opción de ser discípulo o nada más creyente.
And I have the option of being a disciple or not.
El discipulado.
Discipleship.
No hay segundo nivel de cristiano.
There is no second level of Christianity here.
Es todo o nada.
It's all or nothing.
Muchos quieren ser discípulos de Cristo.
Many people want to be a disciple of Christ.
Pero rechazan el señorío del Señor.
But they reject the lordship of the Lord.
Es imposible ser salvo y que Jesús no sea su Señor.
It's impossible for you to be saved without Jesus being your Lord.
Es que yo creo en el Señor es suficiente.
Oh, I believe in Jesus the Lord. I mean, that's enough.
Hermano, yo creo en Satanás.
I believe in Satan.
Porque la Biblia me habla de Satanás.
Because the Bible talks about Satan.
Pero eso no me hace satánico.
But that doesn't make me a Satanist.
Santiago 2:19 dice.
Look at James 2:19.
Tú crees en Dios.
Thou believest that there is one God.
Es uno. Bien haces.
I'll do as well.
Los demonios, también los demonios creen y tiemblan.
The devils also believe and tremble.
Véalo así.
Look at it this way.
Estamos en el cielo.
All right, we're in heaven.
Ahí están todos los ángeles.
And the angels are up there.
Ellos están viendo la teología.
And they're perfectly straight on theology, right?
Están viendo Jesús.
They see Jesus right there.
Lo creen.
And they believe him.
Pero ellos le dijeron a Jesús una tercera parte.
But then a third of them said to Jesus,
no queremos que tú seas mi Señor.
I don't want you to be my Lord.
Es lo mismo que pasa con nosotros.
Hey, it's the same thing that happens with us.
Tenemos la teología.
We have the theology
right here. Lo estamos viendo.
We're seeing it.
Pero no queremos que sea nuestro Señor.
But we don't want him to be our Lord.
Es un evangelio sin el Señor.
Hey, that is a gospel without the Lord.
Tú puedes creerlo, pero es tu Señor.
You can believe it, but is he truly your Lord?
La gente ve en Dios, en la Biblia, en la creación.
See, people see it in God, in the Bible, in creation.
Se estaba predicando un evangelio sin señorío.
A gospel without lordship was being preached.
Porque alguien me dijo que hacía una oración.
Well, because somebody told me just to pray a prayer.
No dice la Biblia que vemos si alguno está en Cristo.
See, the Bible says that if a man be in Christ,
las cosas viejas pasaron.
All things are passed away.
He aquí todas son hechas nuevas.
All things are become new.
Algo pasa.
Hey, something's supposed to happen.
No existe la persona que recibe a Cristo y puede decir que no es discípulo.
There is no such thing as a person who says that they've received Christ and they're not a disciple.
Antes de ser pastor, yo era evangelista.
Before becoming a pastor, I used to be an evangelist.
Predicaba en todo Costa Rica.
I preached throughout all of Costa Rica.
Y algunos países de Centroamérica, Sudamérica.
And in some countries in Central America.
Voy a predicar en New Jersey, en Utah.
And also in North America, in New Jersey and
y cuando
in Utah.
Pero estaba predicando,
and when I was preaching,
había reacción de la gente.
I would notice reactions of the people.
Levantaba la mano, hacían profesiones de fe.
They would raise their hands and, you know, professions of
faith. Pero después hablaba con el pastor, ¿y qué pasaba con la gente?
And I would talk to the pastor, so what's going on with the people?
Era mínimo lo que llegaba a la iglesia.
And I found out that there were only a small percentage of them that would still be in church.
Vamos a ver cómo trabajaba la iglesia primitiva.
Now, let's see how it worked in the
¿Quién agrega la gente ¿quién agrega los salvos a la iglesia?
Who is it that adds saved people?
Hechos 2:47.
And where are they at? Acts 2:47.
Y el Señor añadía,
the Lord added
a la iglesia,
to the church,
los que habían de ser salvos.
Daily such as should be saved.
Si alguien recibe a Cristo como Señor Salvador, un tratado, una campaña.
If somebody receives Christ as their Savior as a result of some evangelistic campaign or something.
Esa persona, el Señor dijo en Mateo 6 en las bienaventuranzas.
And the Lord showed them in Matthew 6.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre.
Blessed are they that hunger.
Cuando, si Jesús entra en el corazón,
see, if Jesus is in your heart,
sus ojos se abrieron,
your eyes have been opened.
Tiene hambre de la palabra de Dios,
and you have a hunger
y el
for
Señor
the word
lo
of God.
Va a añadir a la iglesia.
And therefore, you're going to want to go to church.
No hay hijos huérfanos.
There are no such things as children who
Dios
are
lo
orphans.
Va a traer a la iglesia.
He's going to bring them into
Porque
the
dice
church. Ezekiel 11:19.
Quitaré el corazón de piedra de en medio de la carne.
I'll take the stony heart out of your flesh.
Les daré un corazón de carne.
And I'll give them a heart of flesh.
No para que tú andes.
See, no for that you can walk.
Para que anden en mis ordenanzas.
But that they may walk in my statutes.
Guarden mis decretos.
And keep my ordinances.
Los cumplan.
And do them.
No por tus propias fuerzas.
Not according to your own strength now.
Dios lo va a hacer a través tuyo.
God is going to do it through you.
Son los frutos del Espíritu, no son nuestros frutos.
It's just the fruit of the Spirit, it's not other kind of fruit.
Hoy en día,
because today,
en algunos púlpitos,
in some pulpits,
por números,
just for the sake of numbers,
se predica un evangelio sin arrepentimiento.
A gospel, false gospel is preached, one without
Se le ofrece a la gente un tiquete al cielo y se le arreglan todos los problemas.
Offering them a ticket to heaven and all your problems will just go away.
Hasta hay una iglesia muy famosa hispana.
And there's even a really famous Hispanic church.
Que se llama Pare Sufrir.
It's called what?
Pare Sufrir. It's called Suffer.
To suffer is what it's called.
Pero ¿cuál fue lo que, cómo... ¿Qué enseñó Jesús y Juan el Bautista? La misma frase empezaron.
But what was it that both John the Baptist and Jesus, how did they start off their ministry? What phrase did they say?
Arrepentíos porque el reino de Dios se ha acercado.
Repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
¿Cómo le vas a ofrecer a un sanador?
How are you going to offer somebody a savior, a healer?
A un doctor.
A doctor.
Si tú no reconoces que estás enfermo.
If you don't recognize that you're sick.
La misma frase que dijo Pedro cuando él se levantó ante los 3,000.
It's the same phrase that Peter used when he stood up to preach to the 3,000.
Así que arrepentíos.
Repent ye therefore.
Y convertíos.
And be converted.
Para que sean borrados vuestros pecados.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Él nada más no dijo, abre tu corazón y voy a entrar.
He didn't say, open your heart and Jesus will come in.
La mujer samaritana.
The Samaritan woman.
Dame de beber esa agua, Jesús.
Give me that water to drink, Lord.
Claro,
Jesus.
Jesús le dijo, ve, claro, yo voy a entrar en tu corazón. No, eso no le dijo.
Yeah, no, don't worry, I'm just going to come into your heart. No, that's not what he said to her.
Cinco maridos tenido.
If you have taken this water.
Y el que tiene no es tu marido.
And you have a husband, you have this man, and the man that you're living with now, he's not your husband.
¿Qué vas a hacer con tu pecado?
You know, he's confronting her with your sin, right? With her sin. What are you going to do with your sin?
Cuando venimos a Cristo, sabemos Efesios 2:8-9.
When we come to Christ,
claro.
We all know, have Ephesians 2:8-9 memorized, right?
Somos salvos por gracia.
We're saved by grace.
Pero dice el versículo 10 que a veces no lo leemos.
But look at verse 10. Quite often we leave out verse
somos
10.
Somos hechura suya.
Right? We are his workmanship.
Creados en Cristo Jesús.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Para buenas
obras. Unto good works.
Un discípulo va a dar frutos.
A disciple is going to bear fruit. Fruit.
El manual de las personas que son salvas, como lo dice en Hechos 2:41, dice, así que los que recibieron su palabra.
The manual we see in the Bible, they that gladly received his word.
No se volvieron a su casa y siguieron viviendo la vida como querían.
They didn't go back to their house and live the way that they wanted to.
Hay un proceso.
No, it's a process.
Fueron bautizados.
They were baptized.
Se añadieron aquel día como 3,000 personas.
And that same day they were added about 3,000 people.
Y perseveraban
and
en la doctrina de los apóstoles.
Continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Empiezan a crecer.
They started growing.
Por eso se escribió el libro de Hechos.
And that's why the book of Acts was
no
written.
No palabras de los apóstoles.
It doesn't say the words of the apostles.
Hechos.
It says the acts.
Es lo que decía Santiago.
And that's what James also says.
La fe sin obras es muerta.
Faith without works is dead.
No existe la opción de ser salvo.
So the option does not exist to be saved.
En toda la Biblia.
In the whole Bible.
Y ser, si usted quiere, discípulo.
Being saved without also being a disciple.
La Biblia enseña que hay discípulos verdaderos.
The Bible shows that there are true disciples.
Y discípulos falsos.
And false disciples.
Discípulo verdadero es igual, según la Biblia, es salvo.
True disciples, according to the Bible, is the same thing as being saved.
El 4 de diciembre de 1996.
The 4th of December of 1996.
La NASA envió a Marte NASA's, a una nave Mars Pathfinder.
NASA sent to Mars the Mars Pathfinder mission.
Con la misión de que pudiera explorar toda la superficie de Marte.
And the mission was for that spacecraft to explore all of the surface of Mars.
Aterrizó bien y el módulo, todo salió perfecto.
And it landed okay, you know, and the module, you know, the Explorer module came out and everything was working just fine.
Investigó el clima marciano, la genología, la composición de las rocas.
And it was looking at the climate of Mars, the composition of the rocks and the soil and all that kind of stuff.
Fue la primera vez que llegó la NASA con éxito en esa misión.
And it was the first time that NASA was very successful in that type of detailed mission to
Mars. La idea es mandar cada dos años a una misión.
So their goal, their idea was to send another spacecraft to Mars every 2 years.
Pero la NASA en el diciembre de 1999,
December 1999,
mandó otra nave Polar Lander.
NASA sent another mission to Mars, the Mars Polar Lander.
No frenó apropiadamente.
Unfortunately, it didn't brake properly.
Se estrelló con la superficie.
And so it crashed on the surface
y
of
se
Mars.
Partió en mil partes.
Break it up into thousands of pieces.
Los ingenieros dijeron que fue por culpa de los frenos.
And the engineers said that it was the fault of the bad braking system.
Los ingenieros dijeron que si hubieran comprado un software barato.
And the engineers said that if they had decided to buy this software, this cheap software,
no hubiera sucedido la catástrofe de 165 millones de dólares.
The catastrophe of destroying a $165 million spacecraft would never have happened.
La NASA no calculó el costo total de la misión.
See, NASA didn't calculate the whole cost of that particular mission.
Eso es lo que quiere Cristo.
You know, that's what Christ wants.
Que no le ocurra a los discípulos.
That the disciples didn't realize.
Por eso aquel que quiera llamarse su discípulo.
And therefore, that's why the one who wants to call himself his disciple
debe calcular el costo.
Needs to calculate the cost.
Para que no fracase a mitad de camino.
So that you don't fail in the middle of the journey.
Como dice el texto, el versículo 28.
As it says in our text in verse 28. It says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish.
Ve al contraste del versículo 25, versículo 26. Dice, grandes multitudes.
Look at the contrast between verses 25 and 26. Verse 25 says, there were great multitudes with him.
Vamos en grupo.
Okay, we're going in this big group.
Pero ahora de tomar la decisión de Cristo.
But after taking the decision to follow Christ.
Versículo 26, si alguno viene a mí.
Look at what he says in verse 26. If any man come to me.
Pasamos de plural a singular.
See, we've gone from plural to singular.
Si alguno viene a mí.
If any man come to me.
Los falsos discípulos.
False disciples.
Les gustan las masas porque pueden camuflarse.
False disciples love to come in masses and multitudes because they love to camouflage themselves.
La puerta ancha.
You know, the wide gate, right?
Por eso dice aquí, alguno, es individual.
And that's why here it says, if any man, it's individual.
No va a estar papi y mami ahí para ayudarnos.
Mommy and daddy aren't going to be there to help us.
Este pasaje que estamos estudiando hoy es,
the passage that we're studying today,
Jesús lo usó,
Jesus used it
para explicarnos el costo de seguirle.
To explain what it really costs to follow him.
Discipulado significa salvo.
Again, discipleship means being saved.
No hay un cristiano de segundo nivel.
There is not a second level type of Christian
que recibo a Cristo,
who receives Christ,
pero no tengo un compromiso,
but has no commitment.
Porque si no, el joven rico estaría en el cielo hoy.
Again, if it weren't for that, the rich young ruler would be in heaven.
Y en el mismo pasaje,
in the same passage,
el Señor quería marcar que era un discípulo.
The Lord wanted to make a line of demarcation of what exactly is a disciple.
Y versículos antes explicó la parábola de la gran cena.
And in the preceding verses, he talks about the parable of the great supper.
Un hombre hizo una gran cena y envió por los invitados.
So this man had a great supper and he invited a lot of people.
Vean las excusas que pusieron.
Look at the excuses that they started giving in verses 18 through 20.
Y todos a una comenzaron a excusarse.
All with one consent began to make excuse.
El primero dijo.
First one said.
He comprado una hacienda.
I've bought a piece of ground.
Y necesito ir a verla.
I need to go see it.
Te ruego que me excuses.
I want you to excuse me.
Otro dijo.
The second guy says.
He comprado 5 yuntas de bueyes y voy a probarlos.
I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I want to go prove them.
Te ruego que me excuses.
And I need you to excuse me.
Y otro dijo, acabo de casarme, por tanto, no puedo ir.
And a third guy says, well, I just got married, so I can't go.
No hay nada malo, hermano, en lo material, ni el matrimonio, como dice el texto.
There's nothing wrong with material goods, nor even with marriage, as the text says.
El problema es el corazón de esa persona.
The problem is the heart of that person.
Cuando tú decides identificarse con su nombre,
when you decide to identify yourself with his name,
hay un costo.
There is a cost.
A muchos les gusta la luz de Cristo.
Many people love the light of Christ.
Pero cuando empiezan a sentir el calor de Jesús.
But when you start feeling the warmth of Christ.
Se alejan.
You start backing off.
Por el calor del compromiso.
Because of the heat of compromise.
De la misma manera que Jesús se despojó de su reino.
In the same way that Jesus stripped himself of his kingdom.
De su grandeza, de sus privilegios.
Of his greatness, of his privileges.
Como lo dice Filipenses 2:7.
As Philippians 2:7 says.
Él se despojó a sí mismo.
He made himself of no reputation.
Tomando forma de siervo.
Taking upon him the form of a servant.
Nosotros debemos despojarnos de lo material.
In the same way we need to empty ourselves of that which is material.
Y mis derechos.
And our own rights. Rights.
Y aún así de mis relaciones lícitas.
And even of the regular relationships.
Y por supuesto ilícitas también.
And even the relationships that aren't so legitimate.
Como lo marca el versículo 26, el que no aborrece a su padre.
And just like it says in verse 26.
Hay seis.
Okay.
Y.
Look.
Y madre.
Not his father and his mother.
Y mujer.
And his wife.
Y hijos.
And his children.
Y hermanos.
And his brethren.
Y hermanas.
And his sisters.
Y aún también su propia
and
vida.
And even his own life also.
No puede ser mi discípulo.
He cannot be my disciple.
Jesús solo acepta el primer lugar, el del señorío.
Jesus only accepts first place, and that is the one of lordship.
34 veces en los cuatro evangelios.
34 times in the four gospels.
Aparece Jesús diciéndole a las grandes multitudes que le seguían.
It appears of Jesus speaking to the great multitudes that were following.
Pero él sabía por qué le estaban siguiendo, por los panes y peces.
He knew the reason why they were following him. It was because of the bread and fish.
Él conoce el corazón de todos.
He knows the heart of every man.
Las grandes multitudes.
The great multitudes.
Lo que Jesús hace es separar a los amantes de la verdad.
What Jesus does is that he separates the lovers of the truth.
De los fanáticos de la verdad.
From the fans of the truth.
Los amantes de la verdad son los verdaderos discípulos de Cristo.
The lovers of the truth are the ones who are the true disciples of Christ.
Como aman la verdad.
The ones, because they love the truth.
Están dispuestos absolutamente a hacer todo.
They are absolutely apt and ready to do it all.
En cambio, los fanáticos de la verdad.
Now, by contrast, the ones who are only fans of the truth.
Están dispuestos a vituperar.
They are ready to vituperate.
Aplaudir los domingos en la mañana.
To applaud in church on Sunday morning.
Están dispuestos a aprender la verdad.
They're ready to learn the truth.
A repetir la verdad.
To repeat the truth.
Hasta que comienzan a vivirla.
Until it comes time to live the truth.
Y comienza a ponerse el costo muy alto.
And that's when they realize, the cost is too great.
Entonces renuncian a la verdad.
And that's when they renounce the truth.
Algo que queda claro.
Now, something that's perfectly clear here.
Es que Jesús nunca anduvo detrás de las cantidades.
Jesus was never chasing after quantity.
Multitudes se volvían de una vez atrás.
You know, I mean, multitudes went left behind.
Esto es lo que espero de todo el staff de Friendship Baptist Church.
You know, I expect the same thing from all the staff at Friendship Baptist Church.
Que esté buscando y no de otra calidad.
That they be looking for that high quality and not any other kind of quality.
Porque yo quiero para Friendship.
Because what I want for Friendship.
lo que Cristo quiere para su reino.
Is the same thing that what Jesus wants for friendship in his kingdom.
Aparece el versículo aborrece. Parece que dijera que tenemos que aborrecer a nuestros familiares.
Now, in this verse, it talks about hating your family members.
Jesús utiliza la palabra aborrecer de forma relativa.
He is using that word hate in a relative sense.
Porque él mandó amar a nuestros enemigos.
Because, of course, he commanded us to love our enemies, right?
Lo que quiere decir es que no puede haber un amor que compita con él.
So what it really means is just relative. There can never be a love that could compete with our love for him.
Que no incluya a ti mismo.
And it doesn't even include your own self.
Es poner los familiares en segundo lugar.
It's to put your family members in the second place.
Y el yo.
And the I, the self, the
descenderlo,
ego. To descend it down to the
y
bottom.
Y poner a Cristo como rey.
And make Christ the king of your life.
Como decía un teólogo en 1500.
In the 1500s, there was this great theologian.
El yo es como el bautismo.
The great I, me, is like baptism.
Hay que ahogarlo.
You have to drown it.
Ahoga el yo, decía él.
The only problem is the great I.
Pero él dijo.
He said this.
Pero pronto aprendí.
The only problem is I learned.
Que el yo era un gran nadador.
That the great I knows how to swim.
Versículo 27.
Verse 27.
El que no lleva su cruz.
The one who does not bear his cross.
Y viene en pos de mí, no puede ser mi discípulo.
And come after me cannot be my disciple.
Si usted quiere saber cuáles fueron los primeros, el primer año de Jesús, ¿qué hizo él?
You want to know the first year of Jesus, what went on in his ministry?
Lea los primeros cuatro capítulos de Juan. Este es el primer año de Jesús.
Just look at the first four chapters of the Gospel of John. You'll see the first year of the ministry of
Christ.
Y eso
que estamos estudiando.
And that's what's in our study here.
Ocurrió en el segundo año del ministerio.
What's in our study here occurred in the second year of
el año de la popularidad.
It was the year of popularity.
El tercer año es el año del rechazo.
The third year of his ministry was the year of rejection.
Jesús nos está diciendo que él pagó la salvación.
So what Jesus is saying here, he paid for our salvation.
Pero tú vas a pagar el discipulado.
But you're the one who's going to have to pay for discipleship.
¿Qué significa llevar la cruz?
Now, what does it mean to bear your cross?
En la vida cristiana hay carreteras de dolor.
In the Christian life, there's going to be times of pain.
Jesús nunca nos mintió.
And Jesus never lied
Él dijo, en el mundo tendréis aflicción.
I mean, after all, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation.
Pero confiad, yo he vencido el mundo.
But be of good cheer because I've overcome the world.
Él recalca esa frase, no puede ser mi discípulo.
That phrase, you cannot be my disciple.
Versículo 26, 27 y 33 lo repite.
In verses 26, 27, 33, it's repeated three times.
Llevar la cruz es morir a sí mismo.
So carrying the cross, bearing the cross means to die to your own self.
¿Qué significa estar en la cruz?
What does it mean to be on a
si usted
cross?
Está crucificado,
I mean, if you're being crucified, right?
Usted no puede volver a ver para atrás.
You can't turn around and look behind you, can you?
No podemos ser los mismos.
We cannot be ever the same.
Todo es para adelante.
Everything is moving forward.
No hay forma de volver a ir atrás.
There's no way you're going to turn back.
Es interesante.
Yeah, it's interesting to me.
Siempre que se dice una verdad, al final decimos amén, ¿cierto?
Yeah, right. When we say something that's real true, and at the end somebody will say amen, right?
Pero Jesús era al revés.
But you know, Jesus did it just the opposite.
En Juan 12, 24, él dice amén primero y dice, de cierto.
In John 12:24, he says the amen at the beginning, when he says, verily, verily.
Que significa amén.
And that's what amen
Porque
means, right?
Los rabinos decían, viene una gran verdad.
Because to the rabbis, when they hear verily, verily, they would see, a great truth is about to be
spoken. Que si el grano de trigo no cae en la tierra y muere.
Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die.
Queda solo.
It abideth alone.
Pero si muere,
but if it dies,
lleva mucho fruto.
It bringeth forth much fruit.
El que ama su vida,
he that loveth his life,
la perderá.
Shall lose it.
Y el que aborrece su vida en este mundo,
and he that hateth his life in this world,
para vida eterna la guardará.
Shall keep it unto life eternal.
Le pregunto, ¿cuál fue el primer grano que cayó en tierra y murió?
So I ask you, what was that first grain that fell into the ground and
fue
died?
Fue Cristo.
It was Christ.
Quien dio los primeros frutos.
Who gave the first fruits.
Los apóstoles y hasta sepulcros se abrieron.
Even the graves were opened, right?
El próximo eres tú.
The next one is
a menos que
you.
Caigas al suelo y mueras.
Except the ground fall into the ground and die.
No dará fruto.
You're not going to bear fruit.
La vida no trata de ti.
Life is not about you.
La vida trata de mí cuando estoy clavado en el madero.
And all it is about is me being, you and me being hung on a cross.
Después de que hiciste esa profesión de fe.
So after you made your profession of faith.
La gente puede decir que tu yo ha muerto.
Can people look at you and say, "Ah, you've died"?
Un hombre que haya caído al suelo como un grano y muerto está crucificado.
Someone who has fallen into the ground and died is like someone who's crucified.
Como lo dijo el apóstol Pablo en Gálatas 2:20, con Cristo estoy juntamente crucificado. Ya no vivo yo, mas vives tú en mí.
Just like Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified in Christ, right? With Christ. Yet I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Recuerdo una vez, no estaba en el ministerio, era un muchachito.
I remember the time I wasn't in the ministry yet. I was just a little kid.
Mi papá trabajaba en bienes raíces.
And I would go to different places.
Y yo me gané un dinero vendiendo.
And I made some money selling stuff.
Escuché de una iglesia que ocupaba unos baños.
And I heard about a church that was needing bathrooms.
Y yo sentía que Dios me estaba pidiendo eso.
And I felt that God was asking me that.
Y dije, bueno, Dios, te voy a dar el diezmo, las ofrendas.
Okay, well, God, I'm going to tithe and give you offerings.
Ya es suficiente.
And that should be enough.
Pero sentía que me pedía más.
But I felt that the Lord was asking more of me.
Todo el salario que me gané ese diciembre.
And so all the money that I made that December.
Se lo di a la iglesia.
I gave to that church.
Pero sentía que algo más. Y el Señor, ¿qué es?
But I felt like he needed more, man. I thought, well, Lord, what is it?
¿Quieres más dinero?
Do you want more money?
Yo te quiero a ti.
No, I want you.
Yo soy el Señor.
Because I'm your Lord.
Es que el discípulo ya no tiene derechos.
See, the disciple does not have his own rights.
No puede volver para atrás.
He cannot turn back.
Ninguno poniendo su mano en el arado mira hacia atrás. Exacto para el reino de Dios.
No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
No puedes hacer una profesión de fe.
You can't just make a profession of faith.
Y luego volver a vivir como antes vivía.
And then go back to live the way you used to live.
No es acto del reino de Dios.
You're not fit for the kingdom of God.
El discípulo es sumisión a Cristo.
The discipleship means being submitted to Christ.
Como cuando estaba Miguel Ángel, veía una piedra y agarraba un martillo y un cincel y empezaba a pulir la piedra.
There's an illustration of Michelangelo. He saw this rock, this stone, and starts getting his hammer and chisel and chipping away at the stone.
¿Cómo haces ese ángel? Decía la gente.
People say, well, how are you making an angel? It looks like a stone.
Le quito todo lo que no es un ángel y sale un ángel.
I'll tell you how I do it. I'm taking away everything that doesn't look like an angel. And
eso mismo hace Dios con nosotros.
You know, that's the same thing God does with us.
Él toma un cincel que es la vida.
He takes his chisel, which is life.
Y toma un martillo.
And his hammer.
Que es el Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Y toma mi corazón de roca.
And he starts chipping away at
my heart
of stone. Y quita todo
lo que no luce como su imagen.
And he takes away everything that does not resemble his image.
Entre más golpes.
You know, with more blows.
Más a su imagen luzco.
More like his image I'm going to be.
Versículo 28 al 32.
Look at verses 28 to 30. Verse 28 says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while yet the other is a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace."
Versículo 33.
Look at verse 33.
Así pues.
Therefore.
Está marcando en griego que es una conclusión.
So likewise. Now that means that there is some kind of a conclusion here.
Y no va a cambiar.
It's not going to change.
Y lo marca dos veces.
And he says it twice.
Hay dos negativos profundos.
There are two negatives here together. They're very profound.
Él no renuncia a todo lo que posee.
If you don't renounce everything that you possess,
lo vuelve a repetir, no puede ser mi discípulo.
He says it again, you cannot be my disciple.
Decía el teólogo John Newman.
John Newman, the theologian.
Cada uno de nosotros.
Every one of us.
Es un rebelde.
Is a rebel.
Que necesita entregar sus armas.
Who needs to lay down his arms.
Un pasaje paralelo al texto de esta mañana.
A parallel passage to this morning's text.
Eso lo utilizó para complementar el precio del discipulado.
And Jesus used it to complement the teaching of the cost of
discipleship. Dice Mateo 13:45.
Matthew 13:45-46.
También el reino de los cielos es semejante a un mercader.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man.
Que busca buenas perlas.
Seeking goodly pearls.
Que habiendo hallado una perla preciosa.
Who when he found one pearl of great price.
Fue y vendió todo lo que tenía y la compró.
And sold all that he had and he bought it.
¿Cómo se entiende este pasaje?
So how can you understand this passage?
Un hombre ve esta perla.
A man sees this pearl.
Le dice al comerciante.
And he says to the merchant.
Quiero esta perla.
Do you want this pearl?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Well, how much does it cost?
El vendedor le dice.
The seller tells him.
Es muy cara.
Oh, it's very expensive.
¿Cuánto?
Well, how much?
Mucho.
Oh, very much, very much.
¿Crees que podría comprarlo?
Well, do you think I could buy it?
Sí.
Oh, yeah, you can buy it.
Todos pueden
Everybody
comprarla.
Everybody can buy it.
Pensé que había dicho que era muy cara.
Oh, I've heard that it's really, really expensive.
Lo dije.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Bueno, ¿cuánto?
Well, then how much?
Todo lo que tienes.
Everything you got.
Está bien.
Okay, that's fine.
Lo compraré.
I'll buy it.
¿Qué tienes?
Well, what do you have?
Tengo $20,000.
I've got $20,000.
Bien, ¿qué más?
Okay, what else?
Eso es todo lo que tengo.
Oh, well, that's all I got.
Nada más.
Nothing more?
Bueno, tengo unos dólares más en el bolsillo.
I don't know, I got maybe $50 in my pocket.
¿Cuánto?
How much?
$50.
Yeah, $50.
Eso también es mío.
Okay, that's mine too.
¿Qué más tienes?
Well, what else you got?
Eso es todo.
Oh, that's all I got.
¿Dónde vives?
Well, where do you live?
En mi casa.
I live in my house.
El vendedor le dice.
The seller says,
¿Casa?
House?
Esa es mía.
Okay, that's mine too.
¿Dónde espera que duerma? En mi tienda de campaña.
Where do you expect me to live? In my tent?
Tienes una tienda de campaña.
You have a tent, huh?
Eso también es mío.
That's mine too.
¿Qué más?
Okay, what else?
¿Qué esperas? ¿Que viva en mi auto?
Do you want me to sleep in my car?
Tienes también un auto.
You have a car.
Mira, te has llevado mi dinero.
Look, you have taken away my money.
Te has llevado mi casa.
My house.
Mi casa de campaña.
My tent.
Mi auto.
And my car.
¿En dónde va a vivir mi familia?
I mean, where's my family supposed to live?
Tengo esposa y tres hijos.
Good grief, I've got a wife and three kids.
Tienes familia.
You have a family, huh?
Ahora son míos.
They're mine too.
De repente expresa el vendedor.
So the expressor, the seller is saying.
Casi lo olvido.
He almost forgets it.
Tú también eres mío.
You know what? You are mine too.
Todo se vuelve mío.
Everything belongs to me.
Esposa, casa,
your
hijo,
wife,
dinero.
Your house, your money, your kids.
Autos, y tú también.
Your car, and you too are mine.
Ahora. Esa es la parte buena.
Hey, here comes the good part.
Te permitiré usar todas las cosas en este momento.
I will allow you to use all these things that you claim are yours.
Pero no olvides que todas son mías.
But don't forget, they're all mine.
Igual que tú.
Just like you.
Y que cada vez que necesite uno de ellos.
And every time that you want to use one of those things.
Debes renunciar a ellos.
You need to ask me about it and renounce them.
Porque ahora yo soy tu dueño.
Because now I am your owner.
¿Entendiste el discipulado?
Do you understand what we're talking about discipleship here, folks?
No tienes nada.
You don't have anything.
Eres un simple administrador.
We're just administrators.
Para que vivas con eso.
So that we can live with that.
Todo le pertenece a él.
Everything belongs to him.
Hasta tu propia vida.
Even your own life.
Dice el caballero.
So the gentleman says,
¿Y si no te lo doy?
Well, what if I don't give it to you?
No tiene la perla de gran precio.
Well, you won't have the pearl of great price.
Me quedo sin la perla.
Okay, fine. I'll just do without the pearl of great price.
No.
No.
Te quedas sin salvación.
You will have to do without salvation.
Señor, te doy gracias.
Let's pray. Lord, I give you thanks.
Por el mensaje en esta mañana.
For this morning's message.
Señor, ayúdanos a abrir
Lord,
nuestro corazón a
please.
Verte.
Help us to open our hearts and see
lo que significa el costo del discipulado.
What the cost of discipleship means.
Todo o nada.
All or nothing.
Tú no viniste por una Semana Santa.
Lord, you didn't come for just a holy week.
Tú no viniste por un día a la semana.
You didn't come for just the Lord's day.
Tú viniste por una vida santa.
But rather, you came for a whole holy life.
Si alguien que no te conoce,
and Lord, if there's someone here who doesn't know you,
pueda venir en ti en arrepentimiento.
That they could come to you in true repentance.
Ayúdanos a ser verdaderos discípulos.
Help us to be true disciples.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.